Hello, and welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, a podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a themed list of five podcast episodes, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. Learn more and subscribe to the newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. On this podcast, we'll follow the format of our newsletter. You'll learn about the curator of the week, their chosen theme, and the five episodes that they've selected as part of that theme. We'll also have some more podcast-related stuff thrown in here and there. Hopefully, you'll find a new podcast or two to check out. So, let's get into it. What are we listening to this week? Today, we want to tell you about B2B Byte, a newsletter where founder Jason Bradwell breaks down marketing strategies and tactics for B2B leaders into fun-size, actionable chunks. This could be sharing some ideas on how to use Clubhouse in your content marketing strategy, or what it takes to build a brand that the modern-day business buyer actually cares about. Whatever it is, it won't be dull. Jason's on a mission to make B2B better than boring. Sign up at b2bbyte.substack.com. Today in your inbox, you'll find an email from us with the subject line, Magical Stories. This week's theme comes to us from Steve French, host of a podcast that we'll hear more about in just a minute. Through this week's theme, we'll laugh, we'll cry, and we'll be inspired by the magic that is storytelling. After this week's podcast recommendations from Steve, we're bringing you a chat between me and Mick Sullivan, one of the co-chairs of Kids Listen. Find out what's going on in the world of kids' audio and why parents are loving it. Hint, it has something to do with less screen time. More on Mick and Kids Listen later in the show. First, let's talk about this week's podcast picks from Steve French. Here's why Steve chose this theme. Each of these podcasts feature stories, whether they're storytelling podcasts or not. Sharing the human experience is often how we find common ground. I love telling stories and listening to stories, and find that what makes them so magical is the different ways they allow us to hold space for ourselves and for one another. The way we share our own experiences and the experiences of others is an incredible form of vulnerability, validation, and connection. More from Steve here.
Hi, my name is Steve French, and the theme I chose is storytelling. I chose this theme because the entire reason I became an actor in the first place, and eventually a voice actor, was that I love stories. I love telling stories. I love listening to stories. And I love that there are several ways we tell stories, right? There are the stories that we tell of our own experiences, and there are the stories we tell of others' experiences. And I think there's something beautiful about both of those things. When you're vulnerable enough to share your experience and hopefully find connection and help other people through your own experience, or when you are affected by someone else's experience and you want to share that to try to either find closure for them or to let people know that this person existed, whatever it might be. Storytelling is one of the most important things we can do.
Here are this week's podcast picks chosen by Steve. The first episode comes from the podcast Unsolved Mysteries, which is hosted by our lovely curator, Steve. Hi, Steve. The episode is called The Haunting of Ball Cemetery. Here's the description. Unsolved Mysteries was originally an American mystery TV docuseries. It's been around for over 30 years in some form or another. It was recently picked up by Netflix, so you can catch it there if you're interested in a little thriller. But anyways, the creators also made a podcast, so now you can get that terrifying yet addicting murder mystery fix on the go and in voice form. It's really well produced, and Steve French, who you just heard from, narrates the show, so you know it's going to be a good time. The podcast description reads, "All new mysteries, from terrifying abductions to bizarre paranormal encounters, heinous killers, and unexplained deaths. For every mystery, there is someone somewhere who knows the truth. Perhaps it's you. So maybe don't listen at night." The next episode is from Higher Learning with Van Lathan and Rachel Lindsay and is called The Importance of the Nationwide Protests Over George Floyd's Death. Here's the description. Quote, "I wake up every day feeling heavy and with panic," end quote. This is one of the first lines from this episode, and I'm not going to lie to you, it's a hard episode to listen to. The host's vivid descriptions and political commentary on what happened during George Floyd's murder was definitely tough, but truly, truly, truly important to listen to. You can hear their voices strain as they discuss the scope and importance of the protests, and as they share their own experiences protesting in LA and Miami, respectively. Through their descriptions and political commentary, you almost feel transported back to June. Our curator, Steve French, writes about this episode, quote, "At one point, Van Lathan gives one of the most eloquent speeches I've ever heard on racism and its cancer-like effect on society. I've never forgotten it," end quote. Next up, we're listening to the podcast Add to Cart with Kulap Vilaysack and Soojin Pak. The episode is called 5 Pounds of Gummy Bears and Other Budget Buys. This episode is hilarious and important. It's two comedians talking about consumerism and what it does to us and how what we buy says a lot about who we are. It's a true original in concept and execution, so definitely check it out. They also get into what their spending habits are like and give little reviews about what's worth it and what's not. In this specific episode, it's all about budget buys. Kulap and Soojin dive into how growing up in an immigrant and refugee family still impacts the way they think about buying new things, throwing things out, and accepting free samples. Plus, they respond to listener DMs and suggest their go-to budget items. So all in all, a good time and a good way to laugh and actually learn something. The next recommendation comes to us from the podcast S-Town. It's been a while since I've revisited S-Town, and we're focusing on the first episode, Chapter 1. At our recent 4th anniversary party for Earbuds, someone introduced themselves on the Zoom as PS, post S-Town, in regards to when they got into podcast listening. I'm more of a PS being post-Serial kind of person. I came in right after Serial came out, but I still do love S-Town very much, and it still impacts me to this day. There's really nothing like it. It's a storytelling pod that so brilliantly proves to you the magic of creating a story, specifically in audio form. When asked to describe the series, our curator Steve wrote, quote, "It's a story about how life is beautiful, ugly, horrible, and uplifting all at the same time, all the time. The last moments of the show had me in tears," end quote. And the last episode recommendation of the week comes to us from the Sustaining Creativity podcast. It's called Brittany Jeffrey. This is an interview-style podcast where different perspectives on creativity, tips, tools, and creative experiences are shared, explored, and digested. In this episode, baker/actress/sugar cookie decorator Brittany Jeffrey explains that creativity is her survival skill. She shares how it's brought a real sense of balance into her life. And she fed what she calls her creative inner monster, something that she believes we all have. It's a roughly 30-minute listen to help you disconnect and get inspired. I'm also very interested in the job title of sugar cookie decorator, and we'll have to see about making that a thing for myself. Those are the podcast picks for this week. Thank you to Steve French for curating. Can't wait to check them out and to hear from you, Ear Buddies, about what you think about this week's theme. In addition to our weekly 5 podcast picks, we also like to spotlight a podcast at the bottom of our newsletter. The idea is that if you have no interest in that week's theme, you can still check out the spotlight for some audio content. And podcasters, you can apply to have your podcast spotlit in our newsletter, on the homepage of our website, and spoken about right here in this section of Feedback with Earbuds. You can do that all on our website or in the application link that'll be in the show notes of this episode. This week's spotlight is on Lemonada Media's Good Sex podcast. Each week, take your seat for the sex ed you never got, but you always needed. Join experts and lay people who have sex on the brain and no qualms about going there. In just 10 minutes each week, which is ideal for discourse but not intercourse, you'll hear first-person takes on everything you've thought about but never asked. Why? Because there's no time like the present to start having good sex. Next up, let's get into my chat. I just started laughing out loud because I realized that I talked to Mick Sullivan all about his initiative that he's the co-chair of, which is called Kids Listen. It's an international children's audio advocacy group, and we just recommended a podcast called Good Sex. So probably if you're going to listen to Good Sex, take precautions if you have kids in the room. And yeah, that's your little warning. Maybe don't listen to those right after each other. Totally up to you, parents. Here we go. A little more about Mick Sullivan. So as I said, Mick is currently serving as the co-chair of Kids Listen. The mission of Kids Listen is to build community, advocate for the growth of the medium, and to create standards and ethics that serve as best practices for development, production, and monetization. Kids Listen is creating platforms for producers to share ideas and publish data and information relevant to creators, consumers, and supporters of podcasts for kids. Here's my conversation with Mick Sullivan. Welcome to the show, Mick Sullivan. How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So let's just jump right in. I would love to know how you first got into audio.
Well, I'm a musician originally and picked up audio production skills that way. And then I'm also an educator. I work in public education at a museum in Louisville, Kentucky, and decided to marry those two things.
What made you go in the direction of an audio collective?
Well, Kids Listen is an organization that I'm a part of. I happen to be co-chair, but it existed about 6 months before I actually joined it. Yeah, my show is a history podcast for kids. That's kind of what I do in my professional life.
The Past and the Curious.
The Past and the Curious, yes. If anyone knows Vin Diesel, send him my way. But Kids Listen is really... is a group that has existed since 2016. And the idea originally was to create a group of people that could share ideas, but also advocate for children's programming in the podcast format, because at that time, there just wasn't, it was hard to find things, and to a degree it still is, but also just to guarantee that there would be someone advocating for quality approach to that and spread the word.
And in 2016, were you a parent yet?
No, I was not. Well, actually, my first son was born in 2016.
Okay.
Actually, the same month I launched the podcast, which is kind of crazy.
Oh, wow. And so were you thinking, I want to make something that eventually my kids will listen to?
Yeah, totally. But also, I work with kids every day. So mm-hmm. I kind of knew what worked, and I wanted to make something that they would listen to also.
Give me an example. What is an episode of The Past and the Curious like?
It's broken into two parts. So there will be a theme. So the theme for last month, both, it was two stories about women who were pioneers in flight. So the first story was about Sophie Blanchard. The second story was about Willa Brown. So Sophie Blanchard was a French balloonist, and Willa Brown was the first African-American woman to earn her pilot's license in America. She also happened to be from Kentucky, where I'm from, so I was into that. And sometimes the stories are biographical sketches. Sometimes there's, depending on the story, like I'll work in like a humorous little skit kind of that pushes the story along, which kind of those, whenever that happens, obviously the dialogue's not fact, but then in between those, I'll do something called quiz time. I also do a segment called You Have 30 Seconds, where kids will send in their audio recordings of a story they want to tell from the past, but they have to do it in 30 seconds, which is really fun. And then I usually have a song at the end too. So it's kind of like a little variety show for kids built around history and a theme.
That's super fun. And now that you have a five-year-old, is your five-year-old listening?
Yeah, he listens a bit. We listen to Noodle Loaf a lot, which is just an awesome show.
Tell me about Noodle Loaf. It sounds great.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. He's a member of Kids Listen, too. His name's Dan Sachs. It's a music education podcast. So there's a lot of like call and response singing, but he's super goofy, incredible musician, and does everything this Black History Month. Like he creates a song around that, you know, super. It's wildly creative. I love it.
That's awesome. I guess while we're on the subject, tell me a few other kids podcasts or kids audio initiatives that you love or that you want to tell people about.
Well, I mean, Kids Listen, what I'm most excited about right now and what I'm chirping about as co-chair of the organization this year is we just released last week or 2 weeks ago, the findings of our second study. So the children's audio market is not something that people have really done any studies on. And obviously there's privacy issues with you know, kids and whatnot. But this was a really, we did one in 2016 or 2017, which was the first study of the market. And there were some really interesting things that we found. Like my favorite fact was that kids, parents would report that kids listened to an episode that they liked, who knows how many times, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Oh, which, interesting.
You know, you don't think about that, but like, you know, when we were kids,
yeah,
we would watch the same TV show, the same movie.
I watched Barney Concert like 10 times in a row.
Exactly, right? So you like, you know it inside and out, and kids are doing that with podcasts.
Huh.
But the newest survey, which we released it's available on our website, kidslisten.org, in addition to, so there's a top graphic report that's like 8 or 9 bullet points, but there's a full like 78 page thing available too. You know, we found all sorts of interesting things, like how people listen, like when they listen, what times of days, like what parents are doing when they listen. So it was really interesting from a podcaster perspective to kind of understand what the audience is doing. But additionally, we hope that it'll kind of validate kids programming in the eyes of advertisers and those sorts of things. Because, you know, what we found was that parents that we surveyed, and we had like almost 700 responses, listen with the kids. It's not like they turn it on and tune out or turn it on and walk out of the room. Like a lot of the shows that our Kids Listen friends are creating are so good that parents want to listen to them too. So there's just some really, really remarkable findings through there. And I hope people will take it seriously and go have a look at it because it's enlightening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Parents definitely gave us that feedback that they love that it is screen-free time. Mm. And I mean, part of that is also like, it's something to do in the car on the way to school that's engaging or, you know, people can do together. So there's that aspect of it. But the other thing that we found both through the survey and also just through talking with amongst, you know, we've got 130 members in the organization.
Wow.
And also kind of knowing our audience and talking with our audience when the opportunities arise is that we found it's a no-brainer when you think about it, but kids listen up. So like if they're at a reading level of second or third grade, they can listen to content at a fourth and fifth grade level and learn from it and get something out of it or enjoy it, whatever the case may be, you know, as long as the content is appropriate. So audio is a standalone thing. I think a lot of the people in the organization are also, some of them have spun into books. So, I mean, there's a natural correlation there. It works on a level like a literary level as well, if done properly. So that's awesome. But, you know, yeah, it is essentially screen-free time. You know, we also found that kids will turn it on. Most kids, parents reported, would just turn it on and listen. But others will, you know, do art while they're listening to it, or maybe it inspires activities based on what they heard. We even heard stories of kids, you know, acting out, you know, in a dramatic fashion,
like
the what they're hearing on the thing. So, I mean, yeah, it works on so many levels.
Yeah, that's really cool. And that kind of brings me to, I was looking at your website and I see that you have an activity podcast.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's an initiative that we started. So the co-chair that I'm blessed to work with this year is Allie Wilkinson, and she is the host with her kids. So she's actually one of our podcasters who co-hosts with her children. She has a show called Cool Facts About Animals. And yeah, it's super fun. And this was her idea, and it was right when the pandemic hit. So it was March of 2020. And schools were shut down. Parents were scrambling. What do we do with our kids? We figured, yo, we have so many people. What we would do is release. Originally, it was daily, which was a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
So most of it would be like an episode that someone had already released. So, you know, a show that I released that no one else's audience had heard. Do that. It would be released in the feed. And then we would pair that with an activity, you know, a lesson plan or some sort of activity that would fill, listen to the show and do the activity would fill an hour's worth of time was the goal. And so we did that through the end of the school year, put it on hold during summer. And then when the school year started up, we did it again, but we just went to weekly. But it's great. Like it's a great way. It's a sampler for kids listen shows, but it's also, you know, a valuable thing for families because, you know, you can really make an hour worthwhile by using it.
Yeah. And then you get the auditory and kinesthetic learners involved.
Yeah, totally.
So let's go kind of more towards the broader podcast space here. What do you think the future of kids audio holds?
That's, I wish I knew.
The question.
Yeah, right. I mean, we've had conversations with people at Apple and again, through our own observations and a lot of the feedback through the study that it's growing. I mean, the kids audio market is growing. Discoverability has always been a problem. Just this week, Apple announced a partnership with Common Sense Media, who has advocated for a lot of kids listen programming in the past, that they actually will have a landing page on the front page of Apple.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it just happened like Monday or Tuesday. You know, like hopefully things will develop and change a bit because a lot of the people that were featured are affiliated with public media or networks. Like a lot of the independent creators are not there, which is, you know, that's a little bit alarming because that's where kids' audio comes from. There's just not a lot of corporate support for that right now. And sometimes the people that are doing the independent stuff are doing the most creative because they have the most control over their stuff. But there's also not a huge amount of diversity in the offerings right now. So we're hoping that that'll change. It's the first week and we're eager to see. And I think there's already been some talk back and forth about that. But yeah, I mean, who knows? There have been a lot of kids listen shows and a lot of kids podcasts in general that have been able to spin into some book series. Finn Caspian, the alien.
Oh, yeah.
He's got, I think he released his third book in the series.
And they look so great.
Oh, they're totally awesome.
Yeah. So tell me, what are you currently listening to, whether it is a kids-focused podcast or an adult-focused podcast?
Yeah. On the kids side, like I said, I listen to Noodle Loaf with my kids. They're just the right age, you know, like there's kids' audio is broken in the different age ranges. So that's just a sweet spot for me right now. And my kids are goofy and like music. So it's perfect. Beyond that, I actually, every Thursday, I'm eagerly waiting Threedom. It's Paul F. Tompkins and Lauren Lapkus. So I've always been a huge Paul F. Tompkins fan. I mean, for 20 years, like since he was on Mr. Show, I like comedy a lot. I also, like when I start thinking about history stuff, Noble Blood has been really fun to listen to. I think she does just a terrific job. She's a great storyteller.
Love that. Where can people find you, find Kids Listen, and interact with all your things?
So I'm at thepastandthecurious.com and, you know, on all the, you can follow all the social media channels and wherever you get your podcasts, as they say. And then Kids Listen, you can start at kidslisten.org. And actually right there on the landing page right now, you'll find the stuff to the clap. Sorry, that's our Kids Listen activity podcast. Yeah, I'm just used to calling it shorthand. Terrible thing to say for a kids show. And then the top shelf or the top line stuff of the survey is right there on the main page too. And then there's a link to get you to a download for the full 72 or 78 page report, whatever it is, if you want to see that.
Very cool. Anything else you want to say? Parting words about kids audio?
It's growing. It's an amazing thing. Like if you have kids and you like podcasts, I hope that you're giving them the opportunity to engage with audio stuff too. There's hundreds of really great shows and we're committed to helping you discover more and more of them. So thank you. And thank you for letting me be here. This is really great.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much, Mick. Have a great rest of your day. Another huge thank you to Mick for joining me in the virtual earbuds studio powered by Squadcast for this interview. Really hope you enjoyed this week's chat. We're back next week with another interview featuring a passionate podcast-related person. Did you know that we have earbuds clothing now? Our shop is at TeePublic, and the way it works is that we upload the logos and you decide what piece of clothing that you want that logo to go on. We'll have a link in the show notes of this episode to our shop on TeePublic. If you want to support Earbuds Podcast Collective and be cozy with a sweatshirt, maybe you want to wear a hat, maybe it's a hoodie, maybe it's a mask, maybe you need a new mask, get yourself some swag from Earbuds Podcast Collective. There are a few ways that you can stay in the earbuds loop between newsletters and episodes of this podcast. Number one, you can curate a list for us. Anyone can curate a list. There's a link to our curators form in every newsletter that we send out, so get subscribed to our newsletter at earbudspodcastcollective.org. Number two, you can write a blog post for us. Do you have a hot take on something to do with the podcast industry? Send us an email and we'd love to publish it. You can find us at earbudspodcastcollective@gmail.com. Number three, you can join our Facebook group. Head on over to Facebook and search for Earbuds Podcast Collective. We post discussion questions and links and so much more. While you're on the internet, make sure you're following us on all of the socials. We're on Earbuds Podcast Collective on most platforms. Feedback with Earbuds is written by Maya Rubin and me, Arielle Nissenblatt. It's hosted by me. It's mixed and put together by Daniel Turek, whose work you can find at robotslap.com. And our newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. Until next week, stay safe and happy listening.